It's Thursday, September 4th, and with your 7 a.m. news, I am Leonard Vitbien. The International Relations and Trade Ministry, working with the Industries, Mines and Energy Ministry, has launched regional consultations with the business community to advance participation in the Africa Continental Free Trade Area. The first meeting took place in Luderitz in the Hardab region, as well as Omaheke. International Relations Minister Selma Ashipala Musavi says the initiative is key to strengthening regional trade integration.
These consultations are meant to foster a conducive business environment and assist the ministry, together with other line ministries, to formulate and implement policies that have direct impact on the growth and development of local businesses. Luderitz should prioritize manufacturing and value addition, because if we don't manufacture and add value, we'll become the destination of exports of others.
Private sector growth stayed unchanged at 5.7% year-on-year in July, the fastest pace since early 2020. Similar storm analyst Taswil Thompson says this stability points to a consolidating credit cycle, with corporate demand easing while household uptake shows modest recovery.
Going forward, we expect private sector credit extension to stay firm around current levels, supported by accommodative monetary policy conditions and selective corporate borrowing. Business credit is likely to remain the main driver, particularly through installment and overdraft facilities, while household demand should recover gradually in mortgages and vehicle finance. That said, momentum is expected to be more measured compared to June's surge. Weak growth, high living costs, and affordability constraints continue to weigh on households. Our corporate borrowing are more selective, focusing on capital and investment-linked credit.
Head of State Netumbonandi Ndaitwa says counselors have been assigned to all families to those who lost loved ones in the Mariental accident. News on One's Beatrice Samutenya reports that she made the remarks during a memorial service yesterday in honor of the 14 uniformed members and two civilians who died in last Saturday's horrific crash.
President and other dignitaries gathered at the sport field where a somber memorial service was held in honor of the 16 people who died in the car accident. Despite the absence of official investigation results into the cause of the accident, Nandin Daitwa urged all road users to remain cautious while on the road. The president said every life matters.
The loss of these officials must strengthen our awareness towards road safety.
Regionally, the Southern African Development Community has deployed its electoral observer mission ahead of Malawi's 16 September general elections. Led by former Eswatini Deputy Prime Minister Themba Masuku, the team will monitor presidential, parliamentary and local polls across all 28 districts. Observers will review pre-election activities, voting day and post-election processes to ensure credibility. The mission launches today with a preliminary report due on September 18. Internationally, Moscow downplayed allegations by U.S. President Donald Trump that leaders of Russia, China and North Korea are conspiring against the U.S. as made without irony. Russian presidential aide said the three neighboring countries' cooperation is not aimed against other states. The claims come as Russian President Vladimir Putin wraps up his state four-day visit to China. Daria Bondarchuk reports for us from Moscow.
Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov, who accompanied President Putin on his trip to China, reiterated that in order to achieve lasting peace in Ukraine, it is necessary to recognize the incorporation of Crimea, Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson and Zaporizhia regions into the Russian Federation on international level. Daria Bondarchuk, Moscow.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.